And we are speaking with Marcy Shymoff today. Marcy, as you may know, is the author of Happy for No Reason, and she is now also the author of Love for No Reason, 7 Steps for Creating the Life of Unconditional Love. And Marcy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you on the program again. It's been, way over a year or two since we talked about the first book.
Yes.
And it's good to have you back on here. Let's give people a little overview first. Let's go back just quickly, just a couple sentences maybe, of Happy for No Reason and what got you started in writing that book.
Well, Happy for No Reason, people really, really responded to it so favorably. I mean, it's in 31 languages around the world and was a number one bestseller. And what I realized is that people are hungry for this. People are hungry to be happier. And when I finished Happy for No Reason, I wondered, what more could I give people? What's more important than happiness? And the only answer I could come up with was love. And so I went out and did the research on how we could all experience a deeper state of love inside. This isn't about better relationships, though it does, of course, help your relationships. But this is really about how can you, instead of falling in love, how can you live in love on an ongoing basis, no matter what your circumstances are.
Well, and I guess you believe that everything starts from within, correct?
Absolutely.
As far as, there's a saying my wife uses, from the top down, inside out, you know, it starts
from... Oh, I love it, yeah.
And it's all about, you have to experience something yourself in order to share it out in the world. And a lot of what you write about is creating your own life, right?
It is. It's actually, and so that people don't think it's some kind of airy-fairy thing that I'm talking about, you know, love for no reason, and how can we really live that way, and especially how can I live that way when I've got bills to pay, and I've lost my job, and my relationship is falling apart, and my health is bad, how can I be focusing on love? And what we're talking about is creating an inner state of love that's a physiological state that will help you through all of your life challenges. It's been found that when people experience this kind of love, their relationships improve, their health improves, even their finances and career improve. So it's really something that is fundamental to everything. I say that this state of love is the one thing that changes everything.
Now, what do you say to folks who are inundated, and a lot of us are, whether it's through social media, news, or whatever, that are inundated with the constant negativity and hatred that's out there? Just this morning on my Facebook, somebody posted about this one church that's going around with these signs that God hates this person, God hates that person. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you get inundated with that. I find it difficult sometimes to love those people. And how does creating that inside of you come to that outside show of love?
Yeah, it's such a great question. And you know, what I'd love to do is share with you a quick story and give you a technique that people can use when we're faced with How do we love in the midst of people that are doing and saying things that we don't agree with or that are negative? What do we do? So this is a tool called Ho'oponopono.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on an ancient Kahuna Hawaiian practice of forgiveness, or mending, it's called. And it's a very simple practice. And if you've got a pen and paper, write down these 4 sentences. The 4 sentences are, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. It doesn't matter who the offender is in a situation or whether the person's right or wrong that you're forgiving. It's just when you change the energy inside, something in the relationship changes. And so the way I heard about this was from a man named Dr. E. Haleakala Hugh Lin.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did, and what you do with this, is you just feel those 4 sentences, you feel those inside and send that towards the person that you are needing to forgive or shift your feelings towards. And he worked in the Hawaii State Hospital in the criminally insane, in the ward for the criminally insane, and these were people who were dangerous and often shackled and on medication. And he wouldn't even meet with them. He would sit with their medical charts, and he would send that prayer, those feelings of forgiveness towards the person just by looking at their name and their medical chart. Within a few months, many of the patients were unshackled. They were off their medications. Within a couple of years, almost all of them had been released. And within 3 years, the entire ward closed down.
That's amazing. And I remember reading this story, and I believe that he has a book out, too.
Yeah, actually, Joe Vitale writes a book with him on that. And it's just, it's a powerful, powerful thing. And I've used it all the time in my life. I've had amazing healings and shifts in my life just by doing that simple practice. So can I share one more practice with you?
Oh, please do.
Oh, I love this. This is something that I learned from the Institute of Heart Math. Now, they are the world's leading researchers on how our emotions affect our heart and affect our lives. They've actually found that 5 minutes of anger will suppress your immune system for up to 6 hours. But when we're feeling love and care and compassion for just 5 minutes, that strengthens our immune system for 6 hours. So this is really key to our health and our well-being. So this practice is called the Inner Ease Technique, and it takes just a minute or so to do. It's 3 steps. The first step is you put your hand over your heart area. And just the simple act of putting your hand on your heart releases oxytocin. And oxytocin is called the love hormone. It's what helps us feel bonded and connected. And just by putting your hand on your heart, you're releasing oxytocin right now. Second step is called heart-focused breathing. And I want you to imagine that you're breathing in and out through your heart so that your inhale and your exhale is coming in and out through the center of your heart. And some people like to picture that, and some people just feel that. And then the third step is to imagine on every in-breath that you're breathing in ease. You're breathing in care and compassion and love. So on each in-breath, just breathe in ease and care and love and compassion.
Wow, that's I'm doing it right
How
now.
Do
and that
feel?
Is, that I feel great. I feel great.
So that took about a minute.
Yeah.
And what it did is it switched you from the stress response, where most of us spend most of our time, into what we call the love response. And doing that 4 or 5 times a day, if you do that for the next couple weeks, what will happen is your body will start to get used to being more and more in this love response, and it will become more and more your default state.
You're familiar with kinesiology, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
We also have this thing where we do, and we started it, we went to a seminar years ago for a guy named T. Harv Eker.
Oh, yeah, sure. Harv is a good friend of mine.
And there was a lot of hugging that goes on there, and everyone was hugging from the left side and protecting their hearts. And my wife and I said, hey, try this, and we showed the kinesiology where if you hug from heart to heart, you're stronger. Your muscles are stronger, and it's the same thing with the immune system. It just makes you stronger inside. And it's
well, I want to thank you for that, because I learned that a couple of years ago, and I use that all the time now.
Really?
So I didn't realize you were the one that shared that with everyone.
Oh, that is so funny. Yeah, it's amazing, and it's just one of those things where, you know, you just notice how much more strength you have when you're heart-to-heart with somebody as opposed to on the left side. And I constantly notice it now when I watch people hugging, what side they hug on.
Yeah. You know, this is what I love. Nowadays, we are living in times where there are some simple but very effective and powerful things that we can all do to live in a greater state of love. And that's what I wanted to share in Love for No Reason, is I've got 14 keys that will help you dissolve the pain, dissolve the feelings of heartache, dissolve any kinds of challenges that prevent us from opening up our hearts more fully, and to share with you those keys and what you can do practically to make a difference in your life. So that's what, and of course, because my background is Chicken Soup for the Soul, I include stories in there as well that are inspiring.
And the book is a really great read, and it's just got a lot of great information. And, you know, sometimes it's just helping people to refocus their attention on what's important. And I think that's what this book does.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm thrilled that it's having the effect that it is. Right now we're number 2 on Amazon, number 3 on the Barnes & Noble bestseller list. People are really responding, resonating with this message very, very deeply. So I'd love to invite everybody to go to www.thelovebook.com, which is where you will find Love for No Reason, or it's in any bookstore. But I want to let you know that if you get the book and you go to thelovebook.com, there are 12 free bonus gifts on there that we are offering to you immediately if you order Love for No Reason. And these are fantastic bonus gifts. They're worth $688.
Wow.
So we really want to spread this message of love and help each of us in 2011 live more open-hearted lives.
Well, if you ever get to our area or I ever get to your area, I've got two books that I need to get signed.
Oh, I would just love to do that. So my next trip to Asheville, that's where I'm going.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marcy. And the book is Love for No Reason, and it's on store shelves now, and you can also get it at many outlets, including thelovebook.com. Marcy, thank you.
Thank you.